Hello there, and welcome to the exciting world of hip.
This is what LSD leads to.
I got laid every day for 1 week, solid.
He's so amazing, you should see his wall. He's so amazing, you should see his wall. He's so amazing, you should see his wall.
This is what LSD leads to. This is what the Smith gluing leads to. This is what speed leads to. This is what peyote leads to. This is what all of these kicks lead to.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, from Vancouver, British Columbia, here he is, Jack Benny.
I found rather fascinating. I understand that the Vicks people have come up with a new toiletry product that they're pretty excited about. I haven't heard much about it. What is it?
It's called the Smiths.
The Smiths?
Yes.
What is that?
It's a feminine hygiene product.
Holy crap.
Vagina. Vagina, spelled V-A-G-I-N-A. Vagina. Vagina, spelled V-A-G-I-N-A. Vagina. Vagina.
Warning! The Hell's Angels are on the way!
The National with Norton Nash.
A lot of hogwash.
Hello, I'm Gary Greenwald, and over the past several years, the Eagle's Nest Ministries has exposed certain things like rock and roll music, Dungeons and Dragons, marijuana, and even the New Age movement. And now we feel there's another attack upon our society. If I say something like wicked witches and demon clouds and spell books and even the zone of eternal evil, what comes to mind? What do you think of?
A lot of hogwash.
Hello, I'm Gary Greenwald, and over the past several years, the Eagle's Nest Ministries has exposed certain things like
vagina,
but LSD,
Vancouver, British Columbia,
I got laid,
and even the zone of eternal evil, the zone of eternal evil, the zone of eternal evil.
Again, for convenience, the subject matter of perhaps two or more talks has been compressed into a single scene.
What were you going to tell me?
Oh, nothing much, honey. It's just that, well, with all these changes you can see, getting taller and your breasts beginning to grow and so on, there are other changes going on inside of you.
Inside of me? What kind of changes, Mother?
Telling you when you were little how babies grow inside their mothers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, from now on, through your teens, the wonderful machinery inside your body that will hold and nourish a baby when you're grown up, if God calls you to the married state, that machinery will begin to develop.
Really, Mom? Tell me about it.
Well, to begin with, every woman has two small organs within her body called ovaries. Now, each month, one of them produces a tiny egg, or ovum, as the doctors call it. You see, God knew that when he did will to create a new little soul inside the mother, the tiny body would have to be nourished so it would develop from a little egg to a full-grown baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so wonderfully has God designed our bodies that each month, as one of the ovaries produces an egg, blood is accumulated in the lining of the uterus, a womb.
That's where you carry your baby, isn't it?
Yes, dear. Now, when a woman is married, getting taller and your breasts beginning to grow and so on.
Personne depuis les vacances ne t'a rencontré dans cette ville. Personne depuis les vacances ne pourrait me dire si tu es là. Pourtant pendant deux mois ensemble on est resté ensemble à passer l'été. Je te cherche partout, sans toi je deviens fou. Tu m'avais dit on se verra et tu m'as oublié. Pourquoi m'as-tu déjà remplacé? Rappelle-toi de nos vacances, de nos peines, de nos vivres, de nos peines, de nos vivres. Personne et la pluie qui tombe sur mes souvenirs mais bien des ombres. Personne et pourtant le monde continue à vivre et à aimer. Mais moi je cours après mon rêve et papa hélas ne veut pas m'aider. Je te cherche partout, sans toi je deviens fou. Tu m'avais dit on se verra, mais tu m'as oublié. Pourquoi m'as-tu déjà remplacé? Rappelle-toi de nos vacances, de nos peines, de nos vivres, de nos peines, de nos vivres. Si tu es là, si je te revoyais, peut-être il y aurait encore du soleil pour moi. Je te cherche partout, sans toi je deviens fou. Tu m'avais dit on se verra, et tu m'as oublié. Pourquoi m'as-tu déjà remplacé? Rappelle-toi de nos vacances, de nos peines, de nos vivres, de nos peines, de nos vivres.
Vagina.
My bunny feels soft by Charlotte Steiner. I like soft. Soft is my bunny. Soft is Anne's muff. It is so warm. It is so sticky. We like that. When it's sticky and it lingers, we can lick it off our fingers.
Vagina.
Bye. G-I-N-A.
As one of the ovaries produces an egg, blood is accumulated in the lining of the uterus, a womb.
That's where you carry your baby, isn't it?
Yes, dear. Now, when a woman is married, the seed from the father, which I told you about, is planted inside the mother's egg.
Before a girl is married?
That's right, honey. It's part of the whole complicated process that the doctors call ovulation and menstruation.
But does the blood come anyway? Even when there's no baby to need it?
That's right, dear. But it doesn't stay there in the uterus when there's no baby. You see, when the egg is not fertilized, it dissolves and the blood simply flows out again through the vagina. Then the whole process starts all over again the following month.
You mean you sort of bleed? That's wonderful, isn't it, Mother?
He makes me do things I don't want to do.
Do what?
He makes me say things I don't want to say.
Do what?
And even though I want to break away, I can't stop saying I adore him. Can't stop doing things for him. He's got the power of love over me.
Me.
He makes me say when I don't want to say.
Do what?
He makes me go when I don't want to go.
Do what?
And though I try to break the spell, I know I can't stop saying I adore him. Can't stop doing things for him. He's got the power of love over me.
Can't stop.
Can't stop the way I need him. It's got me crazy as a bee.
Natural bodily function, and a holy one, really, when you consider that it's part of God's wonderful plan for creating new little souls in his own image.
Oh.
You see, darling, that's why I'm telling you now about those changes that are beginning to take place in your own body. Someday, maybe soon, or it may not be for a year or so, you'll have your first period, as it's called.
Now, oh, how to do? Now, oh, how to do? Now, oh, how to do?
Normally it lasts 3 to 5 days, but at first it may be only a trace and may not come regularly every month.
But, Mother, when it happens, what'll I do?
Well, when it does, dear, just come and tell me, and I'll show you how to take care of yourself and your clothes.
O-V-A-R-Y is the round-shaped reproductive glands of the mother's female organs. There is one on either side of the uterus. They are where the egg comes from. The ovaries produce an egg every month.
Uterus.
Uterus, spelled U-T-E-R-U-S, is the slightly hollow organ that connects by a tube to the ovaries. It is in the uterus that the united sperm and egg develop into the new baby, with the uterus stretching like a sack as the baby's body grows bigger and bigger.
Vagina.
Vagina, spelled V-A-G-I-N-A, is a canal-like passage between the uterus and an opening between the mother's legs. This is the place where sperm are deposited by the father during mating, and the passage through which the baby passes into the new world when it is born.
Testicle.
Remember always that this is a natural thing, a holy thing. It means that God is preparing your body for the wonderful calling of motherhood, if that is his plan for you.
I understand, Mother. And thanks for being so sweet.
All right, now, darling, get those books picked up before your father gets home, or he's likely to forget you're growing up and use the slipper on you.
Oh, I'm on my way, Mom. But first, how about licking the bowl?
Betty O'Brien, I wonder if you'll ever really grow up.
Just had to make you mine. But it's so hard to talk to you with the fellas hanging around you all the time. I want you for my sweet pet, but you keep playing hard to get, going around in circles all the time. Dizzy, I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning like a whirlpool, it never ends. And it's you, girl, making it spin. You're making me dizzy. Talked to you and told you just exactly how I felt. Then I held you close to me and kissed you and my heart began to melt. Girl, you got control of me, 'cause I'm so dizzy I can't see. I need to call a doctor for some help. Dizzy, I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning like a whirlpool, it never ends. And it's you, girl, making it spin. You're making me dizzy, my head is spinning like a whirlpool, it never ends. And it's you, girl, making it spin. You're making me dizzy.
Welcome to the exciting world of hip, the exciting world of hip, the exciting world of hip.
You and it's good
it's
to see you today.
It's a pleasure being here today. Gary.
Now, Phil, I'll tell you what, 14 years ago, Scooby-Doo was a lot different than what we see today, and I could hardly recognize it. Can you tell me what's going on in this cartoon?
Yes, there's a vast movement toward the occult within the cartoon and toy industry. Most people don't realize that 80% of all cartoons deal directly with the occult.
know that all of this is affecting our youth. And I wanted to know, do you feel that there are a lot of children that are being influenced by the cartoons they watch?
Oh, yes. Take, for instance, a cartoon like He-Man and Masters of the Universe. It can be seen as many as 31 times a week in an area, with a viewing audience as much as 16 million children each time it's aired. And so we're seeing a vast effect on the whole United States and other countries around the world through these cartoons and toys.
Millions of children now watching occultic cartoons and then going out and buying occultic toys. Now, could we say that there is witchcraft and occultic practices that are actually being portrayed in these cartoons?
Oh, yes. The witchcraft and occult practices are not make-believe. They're taken from actual witchcraft, actual pagan religions, levitation, mind control, astral projection, and other forms of witchcraft ceremonies are portrayed within the cartoons.
All of these things are portrayed in the cartoons?
Yes.
Believe what I'm seeing here. Now, we're looking at occultic things. We're seeing things like the chest of demons and witches and Stonehenge.
In my imagination. Imagination.
We're talking about satanic things here. Now, Phil, it's becoming obvious to me what's going on, and I wonder, how did you get started in exploring all of this? I mean,
I did something very unusual. I walked into a toy store.
Mm-hmm.
3 days later, I was driving home, and the Lord spoke to me.
You're saying a child actually projects himself into the toy. Can you say that again? Because I think that's a real key here, that the cartoons have this kind of effect upon the child and even the toys.
Yeah, the toy is a lifeless hunk of plastic.
You've got to have a job if you want to be healthy and able. You've got to have a job. You buy that family meat. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. Oh, no. You don't work.
I'm Gary Greenwald, and over the past several years, the Eagle's Nest Ministries has exposed certain things like
vagina,
but LSD,
Vancouver, British Columbia,
and even the zone of eternal evil.
Oh, no!